Chapter 13. An Ambulance Ride. I saw Sam as soon as I turned the car through the gates. He was walking towards his ambulance with his green work bag over his shoulder. But then he saw me, and his face showed his surprise. He turned back to the ambulance and pulled the doors open. I walked quickly towards him. "Can we talk?"
"Sure," he said. "But another time. I'm just leaving."
"It won't wait. Look, I just want to explain. I do really like you. I'm just scared."
"We're all scared, Lou."
Suddenly, Donna was running towards us in her uniform. "I'll come with you both," I said. "I'll get a taxi back from where you're going."
"So I can get into more trouble," Sam said.
I was losing him. I could feel it in his voice and the way that he wouldn't look at me.
"We have reports of a stabbing on an estate, a teenage boy," said a voice on the radio.
But then Donna said, "Sam, you've been depressed all week. Just talk to her." And she took my arm and pulled me into the ambulance. The next moment, we were driving through London with the blue light on.
"You've got 5 minutes till we get to the estate," Sam said to me, "and then a long walk home."
"Look, I do want a relationship," I told him. "I just feel confused." He kept his eyes on the road.
"One minute, you're calling me a bastard because you think that I'm sleeping with other women. The next, you're pushing me away because you still care about someone else. It's too...
Will has gone, I know that. But I'm only just recovering. The problem is that I like you too much. You might change your mind. You might get knocked off that motorbike."
"We've got 2 minutes," said Donna.
"So we do nothing because we might have an accident," said Sam. "I watched my sister die. I know how it feels. There's only one thing that you can do. You live and you try not to think about getting hurt." And suddenly, we were at the estate with tall tower blocks rising around us.
"I wanted to drop Lou before we got here," Sam told Donna. "Now it's too late."
He looked around.
"The radio said Savernake House, but someone's taken away the signs on the building. How will we find the boy now?"
Donna and Sam got out of the ambulance, and Sam told me to follow.
"He doesn't think that you're safe left in the ambulance," Donna said.
"These estates can be dangerous. Sometimes ambulances get attacked by people who want to steal our medicines." I looked out at the tower blocks. For 8 p.m, it was strangely quiet.
"Stay close," said Sam.
Suddenly, there was a loud groan.
"There,"
I said, following the sound. Next to the block opposite, we saw a body on the ground. Sam began to run, with me following. It was a teenage boy, and someone had stabbed him. There was blood everywhere. The boy didn't move as Sam checked his heart. Then Sam looked around him. There was no one else near us.
"Something's not right," he whispered to Donna. "Quick. Bring the ambulance here."
"You've got to get me out of here," the boy said, and groaned again.
A minute later, Donna was parking the ambulance next to us and pulling open the back doors.
"Let's put him in," she said. "We're getting out of here."
Suddenly, I heard footsteps above my head. We carried the boy to the ambulance and quickly put him in the back.
I could see them now. A group of men running down some steps towards us. One of them had his hands lifted. Holding what? Donna and I climbed into the ambulance. Sam was coming around its side, his face turned to the sky. He had seen them too. But Donna and I saw it before he did. The gun in the man's hand.
Sam!
I shouted out of my window. He looked at me and then at the men. Then he started walking towards them with his arms up.
Leave the ambulance, okay? We're just here to help. A boy's been stabbed. Bang! Bang!
We heard the gun, and I screamed as Sam fell. Donna and I jumped out and ran towards him.
Lou! Hold him!
Donna shouted, and suddenly we were pulling Sam towards the ambulance. The next moment, I was inside with him, and Donna was closing the doors. Now the blue light was on again, and the ambulance was flying out of the estate. Through the back windows, I could see the men behind us, slowing to a walk as they watched us go.
What should I do?
I cried to Donna, who was driving.
What can you see?
She called over her shoulder.
He's been shot in the stomach. There are two bullet wounds. There's so much blood. Oh my God!
My hands were wet with blood.
Pull up his knees, then push down on the wounds, called Donna. Use the big bandage from Sam's bag. You have to slow the bleeding, okay? You can do it, Louisa.
I opened the bag and pulled out the bandage, pushing down on the bullet wounds in Sam's stomach. I heard Donna shouting into the radio as the boy groaned.
Sam, can you hear me?
I shouted. His eyes were closed. When they opened, they seemed to look at something far away.
Sam, look at me, Sam.
But he didn't seem to hear me. And suddenly, I was back there, in that room in Switzerland. Will's face turning away from mine.
No, I won't let you,
I screamed.
You stay with me, do you hear? Stay with me, Sam. Sam! Sam!
At the hospital, Sam was taken away for an emergency operation. Donna and I went to see him when it had finished, just after midnight. He was asleep, his face white. I was afraid to touch him. He really is going to be okay? I asked. Donna nodded. You should get some sleep. He won't wake up until tomorrow. I returned the next day. Sam saw me and moved his arm to make room on the bed. I lay down, putting my head on his shoulder, feeling his head rest against mine. His other arm lifted, pulling me against him. I thought that you were dead, I said.
I've been told that an amazing woman who isn't even a paramedic slowed the bleeding, he replied. I didn't want her to be in the ambulance, but she saved my life.
I closed my eyes and felt his fingers in my hair. Then he turned his head towards me.
Last night, when I was bleeding, I heard you.
I lifted my head and our eyes met. And in that moment, everything changed. I saw what I had really done. I saw that I could be someone's reason to stay. I could be enough. I kissed him, then pressed my cheek against his.